紫卷三，2020年广西北部湾经济区初中学业水平考试，英语听力测试。一，听句子，选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，每个句子读一遍。
Number 1. Two boys are playing basketball in the park. Number 2. It is not allowed to throw litter here and there. Number 3. The computer is one of the greatest inventions in the world.Number 4. Tom likes walking his dog at night. Number 5. My mother and my aunt are dancing to the music happily.
Number 听句子选答语。你将听到五个句子。请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语，每个句子读两遍。
Number 6. Wish to see you again next time.
Wish to see you again next time.
Number 7. Are the twins your sisters?
Are the twins your sisters?
Eight. I missed the school concert yesterday.
I missed the school concert yesterday.
Number 9. Why don't you ask your parents for help?
Why don't you ask your parents for help?
Number 10. How are you getting on with your classmates?
How are you getting on with your classmates?
Sam, 听对话。选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Ryan, what's wrong with you?
I went to the playground and lost my student card this morning. I'm wondering if someone picked it up.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can you describe your student card?
It's yellow, and there is a cartoon character on its cover.
I heard that Lucas picked up two student cards. One is yellow, and the other one is red. You can ask him.
Well, which class is he in?
He is in class 5. It is on the 6th floor of the teaching building.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ryan, what's wrong with you?
I went to the playground and lost my student card this morning. I'm wondering if someone picked it up.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can you describe your student card?
It's yellow, and there is a cartoon character on its cover.
I heard that Lucas picked up two student cards. One is yellow, and the other one is red. You can ask him.
Well, which class is he in?
He is in class 5. It is on the 6th floor of the teaching building.
Okay, thank you very much.
请听第二段对话，回答第14至16小题。
Welcome back to school, Maria. How did you spend your summer vacation?
I volunteered in a helping center.
What did you do there?
We helped some children with their English and history.
How meaningful it is. How many children did you teach?
12. 7 girls and 5 boys. They're very lovely. We also get along well with each other.
You're so kind. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Mr. Green.
Welcome back to school, Maria. How did you spend your summer vacation?
I volunteered in a helping center.
What did you do there?
We helped some children with their English and history.
How meaningful it is. How many children did you teach?
12. 7 girls and 5 boys. They're very lovely. We also get along well with each other.
You're so kind. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Hi, Mike. How long have you stayed in China?
Hi, Nancy. I have stayed in China with my parents for 3 months.
Life may not be easy when you live in a new place.
That's true. I felt unhappy during the first month.
Why?
At first, I couldn't understand what the teacher said in class.
Did you ask your teacher for help?
Of course. My Chinese teacher helped me a lot. She always explained the knowledge to me carefully.
Good for you. You have made great progress now.
Yes, and my classmates also were friendly to me. I didn't feel lonely anymore.
Well, it's time for lunch. Shall we have dinner together?
Okay, let's go.
Hi, Mike. How long have you stayed in China?
Hi, Nancy. I have stayed in China with my parents for 3 months.
Life may not be easy when you live in a new place.
That's true. I felt unhappy during the first month.
Why?
At first, I couldn't understand what the teacher said in class.
Did you ask your teacher for help?
Of course. My Chinese teacher helped me a lot. She always explained the knowledge to me carefully.
Good for you. You have made great progress now.
Yes, and my classmates also were friendly to me. I didn't feel lonely anymore.
Well, it's time for lunch. Shall we have dinner together?
Okay, let's go.
四，听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。短文读两遍。
Hi, I'm Mary. My sister and I went to the countryside last Friday. We went there by train and arrived at 5:30 in the afternoon. My grandparents cooked a big dinner for us. It was so delicious that we ate a lot. On Saturday morning, we went for a walk in the mountains. The weather was great, and the air was clean. We saw different kinds of flowers along the way. After lunch, we went to my uncle's farm, feeding the chickens and milking the cows there. It was really interesting. In the evening, my grandfather told us some stories while watching the stars. We returned home on Sunday. It was really a wonderful trip.
Hi, I'm Mary. My sister and I went to the countryside last Friday. We went there by train and arrived at 5:30 in the afternoon. My grandparents cooked a big dinner for us. It was so delicious that we ate a lot. On Saturday morning, we went for a walk in the mountains. The weather was great and the air was clean. We saw different kinds of flowers along the way. After lunch, we went to my uncle's farm, feeding the chickens and milking the cows there. It was really interesting. In the evening, my grandfather told us some stories while watching the stars. We returned home on Sunday. It was really a wonderful trip.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm the guide of the show. Now let me introduce something about it to you. The show will be held in the museum hall, and it will last for 2 days. The opening time is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is a science show, so there will be a great number of old inventions on show. They were all invented hundreds of years ago. They are really amazing. You can take photos of them freely. But please don't touch anything on the show. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm the guide of the show. Now let me introduce something about it to you. The show will be held in the museum hall, and it will last for 2 days. The opening time is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is a science show. So there will be a great number of old inventions on show. They were all invented hundreds of years ago. They are really amazing. You can take photos of them freely, but please don't touch anything on the show. That's all. Thanks for listening.